it's time flies. It's 18 months ago, right? 18 months ago. And last August, we had a new provost. And the philosophy of the King USA is rapidly shifting from teaching only, who cares nothing about research, now truly focus on being an R2 institution. And as some of you are receiving the newsletters from the King USA side, it's already a doctoral students declared as a doctoral students, and within this year, it's going to be an R2 institution. Now, there are R2 institutions, there are R2 institutions. And some R2 institutions are very soft. As long as you check the mark, for instance, you spend $5 million a year, what percentage of the doctoral, what percentage. But that's not what King USA, at least not what Provost wants. This is what Provost wants, and I strike a chord with him, because his philosophy, now I have something word of his philosophy. I know that when I just came here, you see the sea change. Now everybody sitting here has a doctor degree, or getting a doctor degree, or as a rookie. A university has no future without building academic reputation in the long run. So, the provost, of course, he's from a R1 world. For a long time, it's a CUNY Baruch. CUNY Baruch 20 years ago was that, but it carries such a strong location premium. Just like NYU back in the 60s, it's a no-name school. And that's for all those Columbia rejects, because Columbia discriminated against the Jews. So, and of course, we know what happens with NYU today. Very strong institution. The world I grew up is that since day one, when I entered and become a grad student, I was lucky enough to be the assistant for the acting dean. The world is that people don't do research, no matter whether you're a full professor. They put two full professors jammed into a very small room, no window, share one office PC. And our office PC take 20 minutes to boot, back in the 90s, remember. And constantly failed to boot. So that's a world I grew up in terms of how much we focus on the research. I mentioned that the Dean's Council meeting, and we also had a meeting with Provost directly on the multiple meetings with Provost, actually. Now, this is what his vision and his wish. First and foremost, Dr. Tony, Jeffrey Tony, the longtime provost at the university, is retiring in May. So his role is going to take up by some other new leaderships and existing leaderships at the USA. So the provost is starting in fall of 2023. He's conjoining promotion and tenure. As of now, this is a separate process, so you can get tenure without promotion. So when you're conjoining these two processes, both good and bad. And first of all, of course, the good side is that you get tenure, you automatically become associate. The bad is that you have to be good enough to be associate in order to get tenure. So basically, he told us that he's very confident based on what he reviewed on the fourth-year, fifth-year people. Most people will not make it to the associate rank. And of course, you know what's the implication for tenure. And of course, the King USA side, the terrible thing is that it's a traditional up or out system. WKU is more lenient because you can switch over to a different track and it continues. So we do not have a strict up or out. And also, he's trying to have external peer review process. Again, those are still under union negotiation. The process is going, whatever New Jersey does, we do the same process. The provost, not only the focus on the quantity, by the way, is to the minimum. As yesterday when I spoke with rookies, finance people, econs and such, there are several ways, several gauges. To the minimum has to be a scope as index. If it's not even indexed, it doesn't count. And the lowest level of research is double ACSB
scholarly academic, and as everybody knows, it's two index publications out of every 5 years, and that's very easy to accomplish. But that's only for reappointment process, and also Ding Wang, as he mentioned, during last December or November, I forgot, I think it is November, he emphasized that is necessary condition, not sufficient condition, it's a minimum acceptable.